Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Amaya. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, my husband right here, Henry Stowart, he filed a new claim. He just got laid out Thursday.
Can I talk to him, ma'am?
Yeah, that's what I told him.
Hello?
Hello, sir. What is your social?
422-82-8710.
What was after 82, sir?
82-8710.
Verify your first and last name and your date of birth, sir.
Henry Starwood, 31863.
And how can I help you today?
Yes. I was opening up a new claim. I just got laid off Thursday. And it won't go through.
Okay, I can help you file a claim today, so I'll ask you a couple questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Are you disabled?
No.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And do you have an Alabama driver license?
No. Regular ID, just standard ID.
Can you provide me that number?
Yes, hold on just a minute. I-70.
Mm-hmm.
72-65.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your savings or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card.
Alabama prepaid card.
And this will take an additional 5 through 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for benefits.
Do I have one? Oh, I already have one. But I just need a pen to it. I forgot the pen had been so long, shit. I'll take 5 or 7 days.
I don't really have a card. And the pen.
So would you like the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, go ahead.
And can you provide me your mailing address?
2409 Bragdon Avenue.
Mobile, Alabama 3667 here.
Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Now it's 2409 Bragdon Avenue?
Yes.
And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
You receive mail here?
Yes.
Your phone number?
It's not, let me know. 058-5605.
And your email address?
Email. I don't know.
It's mine. You put. Yeah. We put mine. It's Michelle Smith, 6958 at gmail.com.
Michelle is MICHELLE?
Yes, Smith.
Uh huh. At what? Wait, Michelle Smith?
6958 at gmail.com.
@gmail.com?
Yes, sweetie.
Okay. Okay. And that was Michelle Smith, 6958 at gmail.com?
Yeah, 6958. Yes, baby. Yes.
And to verify your mailing address, this is 2409 Bragdon Avenue, Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Your husband will. Is he ready?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1227 Clara Avenue, 187 Greenbrier Drive, 371 County Road, 1317, or 6510 Grand Arbor Lane? Which one?
1227 Clara Avenue.
Which of the following colleges have you attended, or have you never been in college? Have you ever been to college?
No.
What month was Andre Stallworth born in? January, March, May, or March. July?
March.
Okay, and yes, I heard you. When was the last day you worked?
Thursday.
Last Thursday?
Not this.
You breaking
last
up.
Last Thursday.
When, sir?
2 weeks ago.
Okay, 2 weeks ago on when?
Thursday.
On what?
On Thursday.
So the 3rd of February?
Yes, it would have been the 3rd. Yes, or the 2nd one. Yeah, something like that, yeah. See, I had been in the hospital for that week. I got laid off that Thursday, last Thursday. But I didn't work that whole week.
And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 251-458-5608?
No.
05.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No. Yes. Since the last time I filed.
Yes, he did.
Huh. Oh.
Yeah, that's real.
Wait.
Yeah, ask him what he's filing for.
Sir, I'm right here. Just give me 10 seconds, okay?
Are you good? Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
Sir, I'm here. So I'm finna get to you in just a second. Okay, just give me a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, baby.
Have you worked since the last time you filed, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And did you file for a receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
You said no?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government?
No.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, sorry, sir. I was talking to my coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 2008, too long. Be like, sir, I can only, I'm the new claims line department. He gonna have to say.
Pardon?
I wasn't talking to you, sir. I was talking to my coworker. Okay. Was the work you performed with the same report you report on your glass claim?
Yeah.
It's the same one?
Yes.
Okay. So since this most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you work for a union hiring hall?
Yes.
Okay. And what's that union hiring hall? You got your card, sir?
Yes.
Give me that union registration date.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Take your time. What's that date, sir?
You want the registration?
Uh-huh, the registration date.
Well, I'm broken, Lord, though.
What's coming when I got hired in as the union?
Ma'am, is it when he got hired into the union?
No, his card. Doesn't he have a union card?
Yeah, it got his number. It got his name. His whatever you call it, the hall.
What's the union hiring hall number?
And they have the member number.
I want the ma'am. Can you please provide me the hiring hall number, please?
Oh, they phone number
him. No, not the phone number. The number, the hiring hall number. It's three.
Local 559. Yes, ma'am.
For laborers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that job died. So he was a laborer?
Yeah, he's a laborer.
A construction laborer?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And what's the name of that company, sir?
Maccabee?
Yes. Huh? Is MCABEE?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and what city and state this work was performed in?
What
city and state this work was performed in?
Oh, Mobile.
Mobile, Alabama. Okay, when was the first day you started working here, sir?
Jesus Christ.
I know, right? I'm sorry, but you got to ask these questions.
Yeah, but I don't know. My first job wasn't in Maccabee?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that's been about 2 years. Oh, this job is? Yeah. What was my last 2020?
Look on your pay stub.
Yeah, I think this one, I think about 2 weeks after.
So when's the first day you started working there?
Well, I don't know the exact date, but I think it's in November.
November of 2020?
Yeah.
The beginning, middle, or end?
2021.
Let's see. Give me the date. I mean, give me their phone number.
Malcolm Breeze, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Give me Malcolm Breeze phone number. Yeah, I didn't hear for real.
205.
Mm-hmm.
826.
Mm-hmm.
4242. He ought to be in his office now.
And that was 205-826-4242?
Yes.
Okay, and why are you no longer working here?
Lack of work. Governor, he is supervisor Brian Fuller number.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax?
Yes.
And I'm provide you with a 4-digit PIN. Can you write this down?
Michelle, come out. Well, come on with it.
Okay. Ouch, I keep getting pain right in my leg.
Okay, I'm ready.
And that is 1063. So I'm going to provide you with some, that's 1063. So I'm going to provide you some important information in just a second, sir.
She said 1063 or 53?
1063.
Thank you, baby. I'm free speech.
Okay, sir, so the following instruction and telephone numbers are very important. So it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim, sir. So, sir, since you are attached to a local union hiring hall, you are not required to seek work outside that union. You should be in contact with your union hiring hall and remain in good standing.
Mm-hmm.
So you must call this number every Sunday, and you'll call next Sunday, and that number is 1-800.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-752.
Sunday.
7389. So you'll call it next Sunday and you'll provide them with that 4-digit PIN, okay?
Okay.
And then an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet is going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Read the information carefully when you receive the book. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Stallworth, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
Okay. No, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to send him. Well, if he's approved for benefits, he'll receive the car.
Oh, okay. All right, so this guard.
What you said, ma'am? You breaking up.
Do you want to disregard the old card?
Yeah, disregard our old card. He going to receive a new one.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
Uh-huh. You good.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you guys for calling the unemployment claims line. Y'all have a good day and take care.
You doing happy Valentine. I hope you got something good.
I hope so too, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.